song that gets me started, gets me going. 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday, Good Friday, the April 18th celebration of the death of Jesus Christ. That's Maundy Thursday. It's interesting how all of these pieces fit together. What I remember from Sunday school, and actually I've had some conversations this week with friends who have been much more active in these sorts of things than am I. Ash Wednesday occurred a month ago. It was 5 weeks ago, I guess, right? It's 5 weeks in this event. Ash Wednesday. Didn't Ash Wednesday start at all, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So last Wednesday is called, what do they call it?
Last Wednesday?
No.
I think so.
No, there's a theme, like Maundy Thursday. I think it's Dark Wednesday. Somebody's going to call me with a cry. What do you refer? Wednesday before Easter is something special, and I can't remember what it is. 888-302-3684. But a lot of people will be talking today about the fact that it's Good Friday, 3 days left in Passover, and the things that have happened, and they're always sort of coinciding. Interesting things that go on. Easter is like Christmas. It's been hijacked by the pagans. The Christians hijacked Easter and Christmas from the pagans, and now the pagans, you know, what is it? No good thing gets unturned around.
Yeah, the pagans twisted it around, and then the Christians have just kind of morphed it over the years.
Yeah, but now the pagans with the Easter bunny and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nothing to do. What does that got to do with Jesus and his resurrection?
Let me tell you something. My wife tells me, she's like, all right, you go do the Easter egg thing, whatever. You know, she's Colombian. She's like, well, we didn't do this stuff.
Easter egg hunt, that kind of thing?
Day. Yeah, the Easter. Last night, she's like, we didn't have any rabbit running around. So I'm like, okay, you know.
We're getting a big rabbit's costume for the store.
Oh, cool.
Because the farm store will be open on Easter. And I don't know who's answering the phone, Richie, but somebody ought to.
It's our man, Michael.
Michael! Get to work, will you, please?
La teléfono, por favor.
Yeah, see? Anyway, so we're going to have a big Easter. Mandy, who's my niece, runs the store, and she got a big Easter bunny costume yesterday.
That's funny.
They're going to have the kids would like to come to the farm on Easter. The cows are going to milk. It makes no difference what day it is. Cows got to be milked.
Right.
So they can come watch the cows, have some fun. By the way, do not leave eggs in any form at room temperature for more than 2 hours. If you're going to be making Easter, some people take the Easter eggs after they find them, and they make Easter, egg salad. Not a good idea if the eggs have been out more than 2 hours.
In Colombia,
yes, Richie.
They, at least in Bogota, they don't refrigerate their eggs.
They don't.
Mm.
Before or after they cook them?
Before.
Really?
They buy the eggs in the big crates. And now, it's constantly 60 degrees in Bogota. They do not refrigerate them.
Really?
Mm-mm.
How about those of you who dye the eggs?
Yeah, we do.
Easter egg dye. There are ways, if you go to mountain-breeze.com, you'll find ways to dye eggs that are not harmful to your health. I don't think we ever thought about this. When I was a kid,
food coloring.
Yeah, but there's new kinds of, red dye number two, hello, ding.
It's on the shell, it's not on the egg.
But it seeps in, Richie. It leaches.
You would see it if it seeps in and not eat.
Not necessarily. No.
You're saying the food color that...
I'm saying be careful of the food color.
What's the website?
I love
you
that.
You would see it on the egg.
Go to mountain-breeze.com. Story of Easter egg dyes and how you can find things in the kitchen you could probably use as a dye that may not be harmful to your health and well-being.
I'm not getting anything there. All right.
Now, I'm not, by the way, I'm not trying to do what everybody else does, scare people. I can see the headlines tonight. Don't use these dyes or your children will die.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I had them, and look what happened to me.
Yeah, you turned out fine.
I turned out great.
Nothing wrong with you.
Nothing wrong with me.
Not at all.
All right, so anyway, the Easter. Hi, Richie.
Yeah.
Roberta's not here. She'd get to play her role.
Okay.
Not as the Queen of Cheap. But I would ask her.
As the resident psycho of the show?
Yeah. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I would have to go with the egg.
What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'd go with the egg.
How can you prove either one?
You can't.
No, so it's a foolish question.
It's just a
next question.
My gut feeling.
The most expensive jeweled egg in the world, made by whom?
Oh, I know this.
Really? Uh-huh. First name, Carl.
Sagan? Young?
Reiner.
Well, I don't think so.
Fabergé?
Tiffany.
Yes.
Fabergé, yeah.
Fabergé. Good for you.
Good, Kenny.
All right, so what color of eggs doesn't Sam I Am like?
Green eggs and ham, sir.
Good for you, Richard.
I am.
In the song Here Comes Peter Cottontail, he's got colored eggs for whom? This is the tar. This. All right, let you think about that one. 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Yeah, there are other things going on this weekend. But today, a lot of people are going to talk about Good Friday, so why not lead ourselves into Easter weekend and get our minds off it? You suppose they're celebrating Easter in the Ukraine? I'm sure they're not celebrating Passover. You see. This, well, Rich is playing. Okay, go ahead. Put it on the air. Crank it up.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Come on.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Here's boys and girls.
Bringing every girl and boy. Baskets full of Easter joy. Things to make your Easter bright and gay.
All right, into it.
He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue.
There it is.
All right.
Colored eggs for Sister Sue.
She gets everything.
Aren't you? I know. Aren't you glad you tuned in so far? This is Good Day at 14 past the hour.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
17 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I without the ladies. Jennifer back on Monday. Roberta probably not back until a week from Monday. We're here to hold down the fort. One of the most interesting things that's happened on the program this past week has been the introduction and initial introduction and accepting of this new coffee from BuzzBox. So if you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see the big bright orange box on the right-hand side. Click on that. If you're a coffee lover, you owe yourself a few moments to understand what BuzzBox coffee is all about. Maybe this will help you a little bit. Already getting some email from just a listener named Mark Shute, who heard me talking about this on Monday, called and ordered, and writes the following. I just wanted to let your company know, this went to the folks at BuzzBox. I wanted to let your company know that I got my first shipment of your coffee through the Doug Steffen website. I had my first cup this morning, and I think this was sent to him, this was sent to the company yesterday. I normally use a creamer. I thought I would try it black, since I read reviews of others that once used creamers trying it black and liking it. Well, now my first black coffee and taste great. I had the, Caminaro Island Decaf Signature Blend, one of them. Thanks again for all the information provided with the coffee. I was storing coffee in the freezer and refrigerator. I know this is wrong. The aroma of your coffee is wonderful. I woke up this morning. I can even smell it in the house through the Ziploc bag. We'll be looking forward to my next shipment of other varieties I've picked out. I'm so proud to know my coffee drinking is helping build water wells in Ethiopia through World Vision and your fund as well to help Eastleigh Farm. Great. Thanks again for getting me hooked on this great coffee, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And he wishes everybody a happy Easter. That was very nice of that fellow. Mark, thank you for that. I don't know if there's anything else I need to say. Is there after that?
Michael pretty much covers it.
Michael Fortier, who's on our staff here, drinks a lot of coffee. He says, Kenny, I think we were talking about this in the last hour. He talked about Seattle's Best. He talked about Starbucks. He talked about Pete's. Better than McDonald's and Burger King. And he's a serious coffee drinker, so maybe that helps you as well to motivate you to
he
go
He never
over.
Stops drinking the coffee.
I know, and he never
Between
stops
drinking the coffee pot in the bathroom. I mean,
you should cut his pay. All right, so anyway, check out the orange box, the Buzz Box, at DougSteffen.com. The neo-Nazi who shot it up in Kansas City, I had the opportunity to listen to an interview, Richie, with one of the hosts on one of the radio stations that carried the program, and the host talked to a psychiatrist about the state of this guy's mind, a mental illness, and murder, and he said something that I found fascinating.
What's that?
A lot of these people that are so filled with hate have a hate bucket list, and before they die, they want to do what they've been thinking about but been afraid to do all their lives, but they figure they're near the end of their lives, so they just exercise what they've been wanting to do all their life, and he referred to it as a hate bucket list.
Old racist men scare me.
Wow. 21 after the hour.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Play drums with me.
Jesus! It's just all right. Yes, crank it up, Richie! Great song.
This is awesome. Great.
Was cool.
Yes, it was. It was
no question about Jesus being a cool dude. A lot of people think who are not members of the tribe, that's a euphemism used for Jewish people. I'm not suggesting, but there's a sort of a tribe or a cult, if you will, for the most part, in the most positive sense. I think I'm a little high this week. I'm not a religious person, as most of you know. I believe very strongly in God, infinite power, infinite intelligence. I don't care much for man-made religion. Matter of fact, I disdain the nonsense that comes from a lot of the stories that are supposedly part of what you have to believe in order to get to the next life. That just doesn't ring a bell with me. However, having read a lot, when I was a kid, I was fascinated with religion. Religion was a minor. I had two minors. I was a speech and English major. Well, actually, I had three majors. Speech, English, and political science. But I also minored in religion and philosophy. And I love to talk about things like this. The fact that Jesus, if you can cut through all of the things, and I would say this in the backdrop of having been in Jerusalem four times in my life, been to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre every time I went to Jerusalem, have really amazing experiences going in there. You get goosebumps. You cannot believe how you feel. And anybody who's faithful, you know how the Muslims have their holy trip to Mecca or whatever it is, wherever they go. Every year. no, it's not. It's the Hajj, right? What is that? Kenny, help
you out there.
No, Richie, I wouldn't even go to Richie
for
a clarification of that. Anyway, there are many religions have a lot of active focus on the origins of their religion. And so in this circumstance, talking about Jesus and where he came from, I remember going to Nazareth and standing in that little hole in the basement of the what's now a church, where Jesus was supposedly born, going back up into the square, if you've ever been to Bethlehem, and then looking around, there's a whole new area that's been built around this church. It's a big tourist area, but if you walk a block in any direction, all the buildings are all shot up from all the wars over the years, and it's such a stark contrast. And all, if you realize that all the fighting that went on over there has been about this guy. Everybody's been fighting for centuries about Jesus, when he only stood for one thing, or peace, love, and pacificity. That's what this guy was all about. Whether you think he was the lead or head or son of God or whatever, the guy really did exist, and he spoke for the best in mankind. I hope we focus on that this weekend. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Good Friday. I'm getting ready for a
weekend on the farm.
Richie's getting ready for a weekend. Actually, I'm going to not do probably as much on Sunday as I might prior to having a loving relationship in my life. Easter wouldn't have been much different than at Christmas, for example. I would send everybody home and I'd do all the work on the farm. Easter, I used to do that, or Edgar and I would do it together. And this year, I'm not doing that. This year I'm going to dinner and to the ball game.
How about that? Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. You want to see the Sox?
Yes. It's supposed to be 60 degrees and sunny on Sunday. You couldn't prove it, but like 30 degrees here now. Things have like frozen up a little bit. We went, Meredith went crazy and bought all kinds of flowers and beautiful things for the store. The bottom line is you better not have left anything outside.
Yeah, we had a freeze this week, big time.
A little bit of a snap there. At any rate, and also celebrating Easter, I have a cow who's having a calf at the moment. We're going to name the calf Jesus. Or maybe with some of the guys over here, they want to call it Jesus.
Jesus, but, yeah.
We're having, by the way, a contest to name all of the calves this year. If anybody happens to be interested in listening, you can go to Doug Steffen. Well, no, don't go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, but you can get there by going to DougSteffen.com, click on the Eastley Farm logo, and
guys,
information on me.
Let me give you a little tip here for the fellas.
Yeah.
Stay out of this.
Yeah.
You do not want a bull named after you because of what happens to the bull down the road.
We did three of them this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice little bull named after me, Rich, you know, and then like 2 months later,
Richie!
Snip, snip.
Oh, isn't that Richie?
Yeah.
So instead of the bull going, moo, the bull now goes, moo. All right. Anyway, so I just put Charlotte outside. And there's a cow having a calf at the moment, and she's struggling. I can see. I may have to go out at the top of the hour for the news and help the calf come out, get out of its position. Maybe that's why I have to do that, because the calf, this is a bigger cow, and sometimes they have bigger calves, and they get stuck. And so you have to literally pull them out. And it can be a little bit messy, but it's always, I've done this 400 or 500 times, I think. It's just the way they come out, and you see them immediately come to life. It is the most fascinating thing. And one of the things that's made me appreciate life as much as I do, just the way they come out, and they just drop, and they sort of shake their heads around. You pull the placenta off of them, and they immediately want to get up. And as soon as they get up, they want a nurse. It is to understand how nature, God, we're going back to the sort of quasi-religious experience of conversation we were having a few minutes ago with the song Jesus Just All Right. I'm actually sort of getting into this. And you can draw a theme for life around the religious holidays, Passover and Easter, that really is pretty fascinating. When you get right down to it, it's all about life. And that's how the religions control you. It is with a focus on your life here and what's the next life going to be all about. But I will tell you, in terms of fascination with regard to life and how it begins, no differently than other species that give birth. And isn't it interesting, when you get right down to it, we're talking about birth and life and stuff and how one being produces another. And then the symbol of Easter are eggs, which has nothing to do with there's life that comes out of an egg.
In America.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, you know what? That's very interesting, Richie. Culturally, your wife is Colombian, and I'm wondering about other people who may be listening to the program now. 888-302-3684. The traditions that are very Western, because I believe that you would find Easter bunnies and that sort of thing, the pagan influence in Europe, pretty much same as it is in America. And then the fact that Christianity is a Western religion, you find a lot of that. I don't know of the coefficient in the Muslim world. No, what it is in the Jewish world. Is there any? Because around Christmas time, there are coefficients with all the major religions. But I don't know of is there a Muslim celebration that takes place around this time of year? Anybody know? 888-302-3684.
I just wikied the Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Fantasy character depicted as a rabbit bringing Easter eggs, originating among German Lutherans.
Yeah, it's the Lutheran thing. Yeah.
The Easter hare originally played the role of judge, evaluating whether children were good or disobedient in behavior to start the season of the Eastertide.
Hare, H-A-R-E.
Correct.
That's what a rabbit is. There are hares and there are rabbits. It's like jackasses and donkeys. That's kind of basically from the same. A hare is bigger. Ever seen the, we have this idyllic, I remember my children raised rabbits on the farm when they were kids. Megan to this day has rabbits all over her bedroom and her bed, whether it's her bedroom here on the farm or bedroom at her house.
Not real rabbits.
California. No. She has little puffy rabbits and dolls and stuff. And I remember as she was growing up, we had these rabbits and I think one of them was called Thumper. Pretty much after the story. And I'm trying to remember what the other one was called. It may have been Peter. But she loved those. They were behind the house. And she used to get all freaked out when they would poop. They were in these grated crates.
Crates.
And the hole in the bottom, the little pellets.
Right.
Rabbits shoot pellets. Drop out onto the ground. She wanted to know, she was 2-3 years old. What are those?
Yeah.
Daddy, what are those?
This is actually pretty interesting. Some Christians today believe that the rabbit symbolizes new life, particularly in relation to the resurrection of Jesus.
Yeah. It could be.
So there's a lot of symbolism in there. Yeah. I love symbolism.
You know what? And that's true. That's where you get to the good side of religions. Never mind all of the bad stuff, because we all know that there's plenty of bad stuff that comes out of religion. But there's also good. It is based on people. There are good people, hello, and there are bad people. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in religion, whether it's in politics, whether it's in business, whether it's in radio, families. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. And so in this circumstance, let's just look for what's good. Let's have some fun. Let's have some understanding. Let's be open-minded.
Wow.
I'm guessing that a lot of people want to tell us what the Muslims are up to. Yes, why did you?
The hare was a popular motif in medieval church art.
Yeah.
And it was thought that the hare was an hermaphrodite.
And hermaphrodite, which means that both sexes.
Both sexes could reproduce on its own.
Itself, yep.
Therefore, could reproduce without the loss of virginity and led to the association with the Virgin Mary.
Really?
This is fascinating.
Wow. Yeah. Right. How the connection is made.
Yeah. Just look at Wiki Easter Bunny. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Fascinating. We're interested in fascinating. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, back in the planet Earth zone, the Ukrainian militia has tried to free up some of these buildings where the Russians are holed up. not having much luck. The pro-Russian insurgents in the east who've been occupying these government buildings say they are going to only get out when the interim government resigns. This on the heels of the deal that has been struck to sort of calm things down. The Germans have been the most influential here. Mrs. Merkel, who is the chancellor, is that what they call him, prime minister or whatever? In
chancellor,
Germany.
Yeah.
She called up Putin and gave him what for. And apparently really gave him what for, because they have a friendship. And when she hung up, she called him a liar. And basically said it publicly, this guy's lying to me, and he's supposed to be my friend. They both speak German. Putin speaks German very well. He speaks broken English, but enough so he and Obama can communicate, or whomever he's talking to is in English. Speaks better German. Oh, you know what else is fascinating about this? The Putin thing?
What?
Putin was asked, yesterday he had a news conference, and he doesn't have, I don't know that I've ever seen any information that came from him that actually was attributed to a...
He had the TV show where the Russians can call in and ask questions.
Right.
It's all set up.
Of course. But he one of the things he said is he did not intend to remain president for a life, which I thought was interesting. And then he was asked about his ex-wife.
Oh, that's hysterical. Did you see what he said there?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the Snowden thing first, but because Snowden asked him some questions as well. But he was asked about whether he would marry again, and he said he wants to help his ex-wife, Ludmilla, get married for
right. He wants her to be happy.
Be happy. Yeah. I think he's probably got a few hanging around.
I imagine she'll probably end up in the gulag.
Right. So anyway, Putin tells Snowden Russia is not carrying out mass collection of citizens' data. Snowden, part of this, I think. Wasn't Snowden part of this?
Apparently he asked a few questions, yeah.
Yeah, right. And one of them was whether or not they had an NSA sort of operation, i.e. KGB. Putin says, no, we don't do things like you have better
information
than I do. Oh, no, they don't do things like that.
Ask anybody who went to Sochi for the Olympics about that.
Yeah.
Ask any tuna you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
Only the Doug Steffen show could go from Putin and the Ukrainian invasion
right
to Chicken of the Sea commercials. Only here.
Only here. Only in America. Where's Jay and the Americans when we need them?
Of course, we went from the Easter Bunny
to Putin. It's a transference, Richie. It's moving along.
That's
16
right.
Before the hour. To everybody out there listening who wants to have an improved life, an improved body, improved brain, may I start at the powerhouse of it all, Heart Factors Plus. It helps your heart, helps your body, helps your brain, and the way to keep it the powerhouse that it is to be taking Heart Factors Plus every single day. You got blood pressure issues? Well, this will help you out, but if you don't have any, now's the time to start so that you will not have blood pressure issues, because Heart Factors Plus opens up your arteries and your veins, gets the blood flowing, keeps your blood pressure at a healthy level. And here's a guy that was taking aspirin and all kinds of things, ibuprofen, because he had swollen ankles, started taking Heart Factors Plus, swelling in his feet went away, because what happens is the blood is carried to these areas where there's swelling. You know, all disease starts with inflammation. Everything that goes wrong with your body is basically, it's like rust. It's a slow burn. And the inflammation goes away when there's enough nourishment getting to the area, i.e. blood. That's why you want Heart Factors Plus. Astounding supplement with effective combinations of all kinds of natural ingredients, mostly nitric oxide, that opens up your heart, your muscles, your brain. Great stuff. You'll have better doctor visits. Everything will be improved in your life when you call 800-577-8560. Now, you know I'm enthusiastic about this. Take it every day. It's done neat things for my body, and I hope it'll be able to do neat things for yours. You won't know until you try it. You got to call 800-577-8560 to get it delivered. If you order it today, you'll receive a free bottle of a new CoQ10. Say it again, CoQ10. It's for you, Kenny. The CoQ10 fish oil formula they've just come up with. So Heart Factors Plus, and you can also ask for an extra bottle of PT9 if you'd like to do that. So
There's all kinds of good stuff wrapped around this. Help yourself to longer, healthier, and more productive lives by calling 800-577-8560. That's all you have to do. Just call now for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. But you can't use it until you download it.
For a limited time, get a coupon to save 12% off your mobile app booking. See App Store for code and details. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
A couple of important items from the world of television. Jennifer, back. She does a better job at this than I do, but she's not here, so I'll play the role of Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta's gone as well. Okay, so Wendy Williams had Whoopi Goldberg on with her. That's an interesting combination. Whoopi and Wendy, or Wendy and Whoopi. And they were talking about whether The View would add a man. Now that Barbara Walters, now I think the inference is interesting here. That is that Walters is sort of like a man or masculine. Therefore, we better.
Well, I think Whoopi is more the man style guy than Barbara is.
Man style guy. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had the conversation.
1803. We did.
Oh yeah, you sure did say that, didn't you?
I did say that. Yes. All right. Somewhere.
Are you guys considering having a man on your panel?
I'm not. You know, Barbara conceived this show as four or five women sitting around, and a guy every now and then feels like a fun thing to do, but to bring a man in when Barbara leaves feels like they're saying you gals can't really do what it needs to do. And I don't think that's something we really want to put out there, because this show has gone on for 17 years without a dude on the panel. I think they did pretty well.
Mario Cantone, who I know has been there a lot. I know you've had a few political pundits and things like that, but I don't care whether it's a gay man or a straight man, or if you've got a set of ones, I don't like to see you on my View panel. It's for the girls and women.
Every now and then. You know, every now and then, it's not a bad thing. Every now and then. But The View is about
a woman's point of view.
Broads talking.
Yep.
Broads talking.
She's right. Why would you put a man on direct that?
It would ruin it.
Speaking of ruined, Chelsea Handler on the record yesterday with Ellen talking about whether she was going to do the late night show on CBS. She says, are you kidding? What am I going to do there? My mouth and CBS?
Hayden Panettiere from Heroes.
Yeah.
Never even knew about the reboot until her cousin told her. They have not contacted her.
Wow.
So we'll see what the Heroes reboot looks like this year.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Is here from bestfares.com to help you understand some of the frequent flyer changes that are taking place, and also advising you to make some summer travel plans. Now he's got a good deal, so he says. By the way, you can check out Tom by going to DougStefan.com. You'll see his picture there in the contributors box. Click on that. Go right to bestfares.com for special deals he puts together every week for Good Day listeners. We'll find out about those deals in just a moment here on Good Day.
Down the road, but then start looking in the mirror to make sure there's no food in your teeth, that can be a distraction since your eyes are off the road, which can contribute to a crash. Sharon Fife with the Driving School Association explains.
Mirrors are in the car for a purpose, to expand the driver's view of traffic, pedestrians, and what's happening on the roadway. But most of us, men and women of all ages, can't resist the urge to make sure we look good, even when we're behind the wheel.
How do you get new drivers to keep focused?
For most of us, it's just habit, but a bad habit we need to break. Every minute of every day, there are 500,000 people driving distracted, putting themselves, their passengers, and anyone around them at risk. Use common sense. Keep a steady eye on your rear view or side mirrors, but only check your looks when stopped.
Learn more about preventing distracted driving on Facebook, keyword Auto Alliance. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. For Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
All right, time to make some travel plans. By the way, if you have last-minute needs to get on a plane for Easter, forget it. Walk. Right? Yep. Is there a seat any place? No seats, right, this weekend for anything?
There's a big reason for it. It's just not everybody's traveling for Easter. It's usually this is the finale of all the spring breaks in North America. Okay.
Well done.
And therefore, come next week, you know, we're starting to see the breakage, but again, it'll probably go up to June 8th, summertime. Just remember the best days. We'll try to book a Tuesday, Wednesday, come back on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and then compare it to a set Friday or Saturday. But we're seeing as much as $100 to $200 differential per person.
Remember what happened when Meredith and I are going to Los Angeles next weekend for a couple of days, and I priced it going out on Friday, coming back on Monday, and it was crazy. And you said, okay, come back Tuesday morning, and looked at it, it was $300 less.
Right.
So those are the sorts of things that Tom can help you with. All right, what are the good deals? You seem to find some interesting things into the Caribbean.
This is a wild, crazy one, folks, and this is what we call snooze you lose. We had it Monday afternoon till Tuesday, then it went away on Wednesday, came back yesterday afternoon, still there this morning. But if you live anywhere near Philadelphia, Newark, JFK, Charlotte, Atlanta, Detroit, St. Louis, Dallas, Minneapolis, Houston, or Phoenix, as far west as Phoenix, you can get to the following cities like St. Martin, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Santo Domingo, Punta Cana, Nassau, Freeport, Aruba, Grand Cayman, Montego Bay, and then, did I say Bermuda? Bermuda, too. All those airfares from those cities are about $300 to $349 round trip. Not only for this May, you'll find some of them good in June and July, but then you'll also find them all the way till February 2016.
That's what I find. I understand how you could do it in the spring, but I don't see how they can go that far ahead.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. No, you're not going to do it. All right, but still, I think where you were this January, and then you think of a place like Aruba, 85 degrees. You think of St. Martin in January next year. People say to me, when should I be buying my airplane tickets? Well, when this fare was average, many of these fares were averaging $600, $700 this January and February, and also in November, when you get it for less than half price. And it's all on Doug's site if you want to know the cities. You may have to be flexible in the summer, June, July. I know we saw plenty of seats to Bermuda, St. Martin, Nassau, but some cities like St. Lucia, St. Kitts may be a little bit more difficult because of the number of flights per day and seats will be limited. But if you're heading to Grand Cayman or Montego Bay, especially Aruba, just go poke around, and it may fly away here in about a couple hours.
All right, you got to work at it now. Now. As Tom says, if you snooze, you lose. Best place to go to start your hunt is to bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here with Doug Steffen on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.